Can opposites attract?
I think
science
so.
Would say yes.
Yeah, Jeff.
I mean, look at Brooke and Jose, for example.
Huh.
Brooke went to a non-accredited college.
It was very accredited.
Very much, actually.
Like one of the best journalism schools in the country.
Meanwhile, Jose can't even spell that.
Huh? Yeah, is there 4 or 6 season accredited?
We're not even going to get into that.
I got to say, I don't know if I know how to spell it.
Brooke washes her sheets. Jose has never bought sheets.
No, I do. I just, after every couple of years, I buy new ones.
I'm not attracted to Jose.
I'm just saying, they still get along.
Wait, you're not?
You guys get along. You're like the husband and wife of this radio show.
No.
You're
in sync.
You work together, never sleep together.
No.
But they'll still kiss on special occasions.
Forehead kisses. Give me a kiss, bestie. Come here.
Get away from me.
See, that's exactly what she says to her husband. Now, see, I'm more curious, though, about our listener today, Sarah. Because she felt like maybe her date might work out because they were kind of opposites, too.
Whoa.
So, Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. God,
please tell me it was better than the disaster you just witnessed for the last 30 seconds.
I hope you at least got a forehead kiss.
It made me uncomfortable.
Oh.
Also, it's exactly like what we just did.
That's
not a glowing review.
You calling in then?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys make me uncomfortable. I'm sorry. My date was great.
That's normal.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good.
All right.
We make everybody uncomfortable. In fact, that's our goal. So
I see.
Everyone texting in agrees.
I'm also uncomfy.
But we want to talk about you and the guy that you went out with. What's his name?
Oh, he's lovely. That's Jake.
Okay. Jake's a good name. That's a hot guy name. Where'd you meet him?
Yeah. Oh, where do you think?
Tinder.
Online.
What did you and Jake end up doing for your date?
I thought it would be fun. I'm really big into crochet. I don't know if you guys have tried crocheting before.
Yeah. I used to do it in third grade.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, I had a babysitter that taught us how to crochet.
Is that a humble brag?
Back in the 1800s, that was a mandatory course in third grade.
Well, it's nice because it's just one hook instead of, you know, like knitting is with two needles.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. So.
Sorry.
But I don't know. How did Jake feel about it?
I was really impressed because, well, first thing is that he showed up and he was really confused because he thought it was croquet.
Like the yard game.
Yeah, where you hit the balls with the mallets.
He shows up in like athletic gear, like, I'm ready to go.
Ready for some croquet.
Are you going to play?
Yeah.
I don't think you need athletic gear for croquet.
Yeah. No, I didn't have to do anything.
Wait, how did you turn croquet into a date, though?
Well, no, we didn't play croquet. We crocheted.
Crochet.
Yeah, so we ended up actually taking a class.
A crocheting class.
That's
kind of
cute.
Sorry.
Yeah, I thought it would be fun, and I was like surprised he was so excited about it until I realized he didn't know what it was we were doing.
Okay.
A little mild speed bump.
Brings a mallet.
I just picture you in a room with a bunch of gray-haired grannies.
Yeah.
No, okay, so it was literally 11 women in him, but
he
was down to try it. He was definitely struggling with it.
With the actual crocheting.
Yeah, we couldn't even get him to chain a row.
Okay.
God.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of a miracle, though, if it was just beginner's luck and he's able to knit an entire blanket in 10
minutes.
You don't
knit, you crochet. Nice. They're different.
Okay, you know what? I tried
to
act interested. You take over.
It's not that hard. Hook one, hook two.
Boring.
Wow, that was really fun. Sorry. So give us some highlights from the crochet class.
I was impressed by the way he responded to our teacher, Glenda. She's like this really old, tough woman, and she was correcting him a lot. So I felt like I was good cop and Glenda was bad cop. Every time she'd come over and pick on him, I was like, you're doing great.
Don't know anything about old, harsh women correcting a person on every single thing that they do. Sounds like a great time.
I don't either.
Sounds amazing.
Wow. I don't either.
What a lucky guy.
Anybody be lucky.
Shut up, Jeff.
Sorry.
Yeah, like to me that was a highlight because it shows character.
Yeah.
How long were you guys at this class?
It was like almost 2 hours.
That's a long time.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like a quick thing.
And there was no like alcohol served or anything like that.
Yeah, or they're like, is there like a cheese platter? Food?
Yeah, what romantic aspect came into
this date?
I thought this was kind of romantic. Do you know the movie Ghost?
Yeah.
Yeah, with Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore.
Movie.
Like 40 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's the one you've seen, the iconic scene where he's behind her doing pottery.
Mm.
No.
No, I'm so excited because that's what I did.
You got behind him and sensually crocheted.
I love it.
I stand corrected. This is hot.
It was like kind of silly, but also it got us close. You know, I thought it was a good move.
Made an excuse for some physical touch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's fast forward to the end of the day. Yeah, how did you guys leave it?
Well, I was kind of down to get a drink or hang out some more, but he didn't invite me.
Oh,
no.
That's weird.
He probably thought you were going to go sew buttons or something.
Or maybe he thought you were so unimpressed by his abilities that you weren't interested.
Hmm. Oh, I hope
like
not.
Like Glenda.
Yeah. So what's happened since then? Have you stayed in contact?
No. I mean, we just kind of had a hug and we went our separate ways. And I texted him later and said, oh, my gosh, it's so fun. You know, I'm hooked on you. That kind of thing. Not really.
Oh, yeah. I'm hooked on you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. But unfortunately, I got it.
It's a close check. You got it.
Okay. Yeah, I did get it.
We've all been here long enough now that they're catching on.
Yeah, he hasn't responded. So. And I thought maybe like he didn't like the activity. So I would be down to just do something more active, something more in line with what he's interested in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a risky activity.
I mean, like literally anything else.
Yeah.
Not to be rude.
But here's the thing. When she told him about it, he was excited because he didn't know what she was talking about. There was a miscommunication.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be plenty more miscommunications when we call him and ask him about the date. We're going to do that when we come back and do your second date update next.
Yes.